And with me is Angela Bassett, who is here with us this weekend in Fayetteville for Women for Obama.
Hello, Melissa. Good day.
How you doing? I'm good. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Okay, before I get started, I have to say, I don't know if you remember coming and speaking at our Women's Empowerment, maybe, what, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe?
It might be a little bit longer than that, but I definitely remember because that was amazing. 50,000 women in an arena, and it was my, first, attempt at public speaking.
Well, let
me
tell you.
Nervous.
You nailed it, okay? By far, you still are my favorite speaker at Women's Empowerment.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Okay, with all that said and done, I am so tickled, so happy to be talking to you. Now, you're going to be in North Carolina, in Fayetteville, tomorrow for the Women of Obama.
That's right. I'm actually heading to the airport now, making my way there.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about this great event. It's happening tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Doors open at 10:30 at the Metropolitan Room, 109 Green Street in Fayetteville.
That's the address. I'm glad you got it. But yes, it's a summit with the Fayetteville chapter of Women for Obama. So there should be about, there'll be hundreds of women there, hundreds of committed women for Obama. I'm sure it'll be a spirited occasion. So I'm really looking forward to it.
So you're going to be discussing different things, and you're going to be kind of doing a little bit of what you did at Women's Empowerment, huh?
Yeah, before our president, absolutely, encouraging one another because, this September it's vitally important that we get everyone fired up and just, spread our reach so that everyone really gets out to vote this November and keep our president in office to continue the great work that he has begun with the first term.
Exactly. And I know it's important for all of us to get out, but especially we as women, and I'm sure there tomorrow you're going to be telling everybody or discussing, what's at stake for we as women during this election year.
Well, women are they are the glue to our families, to our communities, to our society. And we know when we're educated, when we're healthy, when we're employed, our society as a whole works better. And our president knows that, and it's obvious by the first piece of legislation that he signed while in office, which really led Better Act for Fair Pay. We know that his own grandmother was worked and taught others under her, and then they succeeded her in her in employment. And he's for fairness, fair pay, and equal opportunity. I have children, and that's the kind of society I want for them. I have a little boy, a little girl, and I constantly tell them if they work hard, there's nothing to fail you. If they try hard, that they can get ahead. And I want that to be more than just rhetoric and talk on my part. I want that to be a reality. I have an aging parent, as many of us do,
Yes.
Elderly mother who worked all her life, put into Medicare. And now when she's in need, it's there for her. I want to make sure that it remains there for her, as she continues. And if not only for her, but for others in my community, for my husband's mother, for my friend's mother, for your friend's parents, and I don't want that to fall into jeopardy. So that's why, this time, I mean, getting up in front of hundreds of people to speak, they say that's one of the number one fears of individuals. But when it's important, this is what we have to do. We have to get up. We have to come out of our comfort zone. And we have to, to do what we have to do. This is a democracy. It's for the people, by the people. So people need to get to the voting booth.
Well, Angela,
it's never been as important as it is now.
You're absolutely right, and we are truly blessed to have you as one of the spokespeople, the spokeswomen for Obama. Ladies that are listening, get your mama nim, get your auntie's nim, get your sisters, grab them, and meet Miss Angela Bassett over there at the Metropolitan Room, the Green Street in Fayetteville. I think they have to RSVP by today at my.barackobama.com.
Just add one other thing. I would like to encourage your audience to go to nc.barackobama.com or find their local Obama office and just volunteer whatever time that they have, be it 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, you know, whatever time that they have to the campaign. It'd be so, so appreciated, and I'd be so grateful to have you. So I look forward to seeing their faces there.